Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Do you think these Antari are going to kill these people?
Yes!
Just dump it down its gullet!
And you hear the scream of one of your friends getting hacked by an axe?
Screw you, dice!
Another situation where I'm on the ground for the fight.
If I could talk Maida for a second.
Maida?
Kraloff's down!
Make a save against death.
It's a bad day to be here. It's a bad day to be the rest of the townsfolk trapped in a goblin cave. It's a bad day, and I'm mad about it.
Welcome back to Dice Shame, episode 4, A Bridge Too Far. That doesn't bode well, does it?
Too far for me.
MVP this week is Aisha Lyle for her amazing efforts and community support. Make sure you join the Dice Shame Facebook group, because she makes that thing look good. And of course, this last Saturday was Extra Life 2019, where we raised over $1,000 with the help of you, our community and fans. Thank you so much, guys. You are amazing. And I am still tired. All right, are we ready to do this?
Yes, we are. A male human voice. You can tell these things by voices, right?
Sure. Yeah, oh yeah.
Doesn't sound like a dragon tongue.
Echoes up from the dark courtyard. You hear the pacing footsteps of horseshoes in the cobblestone square. Calla, darling, what have you done to the place?
Who is that?
She turns to you. There's a wry smile playing across her face. That's Zolkin. Anyway, we'd best go downstairs. He'll tear the place apart looking for me. And she picks up her crossbow and brushes past the two of you, Kraloth and Doran, as you have been climbing the stairs to the room. Oh, yeah. Hello.
She's a Zentarin, apparently.
That's... Red, please, that's not something we just brandy about all over the place. I thought I could trust you.
Oh, I mean, well, what I know, they know, especially Kraloth. He's my best friend.
Kella, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. This is your friend out in the courtyard, I say. I've got my mace out, I've got my shield out.
No, please,
the goblins
put those
on
away.
The ground.
We're not in any danger anymore.
Doran kind of storms past on not paying attention much, really, because he's on his mission looking for signs of his friend, Morak. If I could just investigate the top floor.
Of course you can. Yeah, let's do that real quick.
I guess survival, I'm rolling.
You don't have to investigate roll just to like open the door to a room and see what's in there. That but if like you wanted to like, you know, go through a chest and see if there's a false bottom, that's an investigation roll. You know what I mean?
Then, I mean, I'm not rolling to find out which was his room. I think that's an easy enough one to find. But I am still looking for signs of had he left, if he's still here and dead or whatnot. So I think that's kind of where I'm going with the roll.
In the northwest corner of the building, it's one of the ones that have been partially flattened by a falling rock.
Right.
You find a room that you easily identify as Morak's.
Okay.
Being that there is a tapestry depicting a mountain landscape on the east wall. And there is a locked wooden chest on what remains of the floor that is safe to walk on the southeast corner.
Well, I would open that with a whack of my battle axe.
Yeah, you're going to just like break it open with your axe.
Yeah.
That's sick. It just takes a few minutes. Lock so you're going to attack the lock or attack the chest itself?
Well, the part that the lock is on is attached to wood. So like that area. Okay.
Why don't you roll to hit?
Okay. So 17.
Imagine what would that
be? Just strength.
Your aim 20? Is true. I wanted to see if he accidentally demolished some part of the chest, harming its contents.
That's kind
of
why.
Or whether he
DM?
Like very like accurately just knocked the lock off.
Okay.
So you successfully open this chest without dealing too much damage to the contents.
Beauty.
You find some very interesting things in here.
Ooh. Morak himself. He's stuffed
like
in there.
Inside.
Oh, no.
You've helped me, cousin.
You find a suit of chainmail
sized
for a dwarf.
Okay.
You find a dwarven helm. You find a leather bag that holds 45 gold and 2 100 gold piece gemstones and a potion.
Fuck yeah.
I'll take it all.
Meanwhile, Kella trips down the stairs lightly and exits the front door of the inn.
I think the moment just to try and pull Red aside as we're walking down and Kraloth is
jaw agape on the floor from the stairs.
This is the Zentarum. They're bad news.
Well, why are we here? Let's just leave it. Let them do their thing. We don't want anything from her.
I've got to go to the keep.
Yes, but I didn't think they were in our way.
What did he mean when he said, what have you done with the place? Do you think that she's responsible for this?
No, I just think he didn't realize that the giants would attack.
Nobody shows up and sees a place like this. And
Doran comes out of the room and joins the three of you.
Did you find Morak?
No, but I found signs that he left in a hurry. He's got his chainmail here. Plus, I found some other things. But we should get moving. What's this woman? What's going on here?
She's a Zentarum. Apparently, they're a pretty bad deal. I don't know anything about them.
The Zentarum.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why bother then? Let's just leave. I mean, we know where the humans are. They're in a cave nearby. If you want to go to the keep, I'm down with that, but I don't think we need to bother.
Don't you want to know what their intentions are?
Not really.
If you're okay with it, Red, then I'm okay with it. I don't need to know.
It's like the goblins in my mind. We wanted to let them be. Why not let these people be? She didn't ask anything of us.
In fact, I think it might be wise if we steer clear.
I'll leave it up to you. I don't know much about the Zentarum, and I don't know much about these two people. So
I know nothing about the Zentarum.
Though they might have some more information about the giants.
She told us that a giant cloud came overhead, a fortress was upon it.
What?
And that giant threw boulders down at the city, killing your dear friend. And I'm sorry about that, Jack, by the way.
I did not realize that we actually were dealing with giants here.
I'm going to write a quick letter, just a quick note out of some paper in my bag that just says, this is Jack Page. I'm here with friends. Do you need help? And fold it up and give it to Kieran, my owl, and get him, just say, fly it over, find someone in the keep and give this to them. And
Kieran is extremely helpful. Kieran is a very helpful.
Wow, what a great idea.
It is nice to have a fae spirit in the form of an owl as a friend for life.
Okay, Kieran takes your rolled up parchment scrawled with this message and flies over toward the keep through the darkness. You hear the murmuring tones of people having a conversation out in the square.
Are the goblins attacking them?
No.
We know there are goblins in the cornfield to the right of the inn, and they are below it. That's pretty much within earshot, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that seems odd, right? So maybe the Zentarum had something to do with the goblins coming in and sweeping the place clean. She was here, but then it doesn't explain the dead goblin.
I think that's a bit of a stretch. My guess is that they've heard men on horseback come in and goblins aren't going to mess. There's four goblins in this town from what we know. They didn't really mess with us. Like, we went in. It was the wargs that attacked us, and then we went in and killed it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Just seems odd.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, but...
Honestly, it's difficult for me to justify speaking with them. I totally leave it up to you, Jack. You seem the only person to know the most about the Zentarum. Would it benefit
if I could talk Meta for a second? It would be on...
Meta?
M-E-T-A. It's how you pronounce it. Whatever.
Okay, mm-hmm. Alex.
I think someone should just be listening out the window to what these people are talking about.
I mean, yeah, I think we're about to go down there.
I would like to know more about giants. If they know about what happened here, it might be interesting to find out why there are giants attacking a town.
You're not wrong. Obviously, this Zentarum, at the very least, knew Kala, and she wants to speak to him. No, she invited us down. Let's go talk.
Did she know your friend here?
She was the steward, the Lord Steward of the town. I'm sure everyone who's been through here of some significance knew her name.
Yeah.
I don't know what the significance is other than the Zentarum has interest in this town. My friend is dead. Giants dropped rocks on her from the sky. It's a bad day to be here. It's a bad day to be the rest of the townsfolk trapped in a goblin cave. It's a bad day, and I'm mad about it.
Well, let's make it a bad day all round. Let's go down and say hello. And Red's going to head down.
There's one thing I need to do first. I'll be down in a second.
Okay, but make sure you flush this time.
There's no indoor plumbing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Back where I come from.
Just cover the pot.
Yeah, they're very good.
Okay, so Red, Doran, and Jack all head outside.
Yes.
Kraloth, what do you do?
I'm going to take Beto's limp form and pick it up from where I dropped
him. I forgot about him.
I totally forgot about him.
And I'm going to bring him up into one of the bedrooms.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, this is going to get dark
Whoa. And I'm going to find a wardrobe, I guess, or an armoire. I'm going to place him inside, and I'm going to say, this is where you'll be safest right now. We got bigger fish to fry, little buddy.
He slumps forward, seemingly thankful in his unconsciousness.
Yeah. And I close the door, and I make my way back down.
All right.
Goblin in the wardrobe.
I read that book. That's C.S. Lewis, isn't it?
It's a classic.
You make your way out of the inn that has been partially demolished by sky boulders, and you find yourself standing in the darkness in the middle of this settlement's square. You see about half a dozen humans. There are seven horses. Six of them are still mounted by their riders. The seventh has no rider because he has dismounted and has thrown his arm over his saddle and is very casually talking to Kella. He is a man with a sort of pompadour-type hairstyle. He appears to be maybe a half-elf with dark eyes and a leather coat. He's kind of a greaser-looking guy. As you watch the snake that had wound itself around Kella's arm slowly extends its length down her forearm and her hand and crosses the 6-inch gap between her and this man and makes its way to sit on his shoulder. And you see now in the moonlight that the snake has wings.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh, he does have a good vibe, though.
A serpent.
Hello!
And this man turns to you and says, hail and well met.
And well met to you. You are a handsome man, if I do say so myself.
Kraloth,
isn't he handsome?
He's a good-looking fellow, Red.
Zolkin, pleased to meet your acquaintance. Keller was just telling me all about you.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. This is, of course, Kraloth and my best friend Jack. And this is Dorin. I'm quite fond of him.
He nods friendlily at you.
Friend Lily.
Hello, Lily.
And he says, what a mess this place, isn't it?
Quite. It seems like Keller told us quite the tale about what happened.
You too. The drawbridge, please. We don't want any more visitors. And two of his guardsmen, I suppose, ride off toward the drawbridge. And as you watch, they hop down off of their horses, enter the guardhouses that flank the drawbridge, and then you hear the clanking of chains as they raise it up.
Are you worried about more goblins?
Well, yes, we certainly don't want more of them. Though, I mean, really, what's a goblin amongst friends?
D&D jokes.
I don't get it.
Me neither.
What do you mean amongst friends?
Oh, I just mean they won't cause as much trouble. Kella said there's not more than 10 running around.
No, they're pretty small. We dispatched a few ourselves.
Yep, we'll be fine. So, have you made it up to the keep yet?
No. You seem eager.
Kella's like, well, there's just the matter of a few guards to deal with, and then the place will be ours.
The stone? Fuck, that's why you're here, right?
What?
That has to be it. No.
So this is the first time you've mentioned the stone.
Yeah, I forgot about it for a minute, and then my brain caught up to me.
Jack, what's the stone?
And we've talked about it. Just
roll perception for me.
Yeah. Natural 20.
Oh, nicely done. There once was a stone here in the middle of town. This is what Lady Nandar wrote to you about excitedly. A stone that was carved with runes, whose magical aura was unable to be defined by any magic user that she knew of. Something that you were excited to examine for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There is a 5-foot hole in the middle of this square that you can see in the moonlight. You do not see any kind of stone.
The giants must have taken it, but what would the stone have to... Tolkien, why are you guys... What's the Zentarum want here?
I mean, it's obvious, my dear man. You seem like an intelligent sort.
Yeah, but the elves are going to be a problem if you move in.
No, we'll deal with them. We raise the drawbridge and we'll post a guard. It's just the location is so good.
I have a proficiency called Stone Cunning,
mm,
which I would love to try and add on to learn a bit of the history about this night stone. Whenever I make an intelligence history check related to stonework, would this be considered stonework?
It would be if you were able to look at the stone. You could definitely go over there and look at the place where it used to rest. Maybe there'd be some fragment of it left over from when it was cracked out of the ground.
Add double your proficiency bonus instead of your normal proficiency bonus.
Yeah, you can roll.
So I will do that.
You cross the square.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
Natural one.
Get the jar. Get
the jar.
Screw
you, dice.
That's the second time it shamed you.
Can't.
That's the one
tell
that you pulled out and
son
you
of a bitch
rolled one again on.
Can't tell a rock from a hole in the ground.
No. Purple one was
is
the
that
one.
Yellow, is that the yellow one?
That's the one he threw.
That's the one.
That dice is giving
that's
you trouble.
Actually is cursed. You know Justin what? And Rob and Joe have not rolled any ones, and you've rolled 2 ones
on that
you
one.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh.
You little.
You don't know anything about this stone. It's just a big hole in the middle of the ground, and it kind of makes you sad. You would have liked to.
Can we just clarify for a second? I want to make sure that I didn't misunderstand this. The Zentarum are here.
Yes.
To collect the stone from the castle?
Nothing to do with the stone. I was completely wrong.
Oh, because you went the stone and I got confused.
Yeah, no, because Jack was completely wrong because he forgot about the stone.
Gotcha.
Then remembered it, then assumed Zolkin was here for it because it was important and about here, then found the hole and assumed the giants took it.
Gotcha.
And then asked Zolkin what the fuck he was doing if it wasn't about the stone, because what else would be important here?
Right.
And then Zolkin told us it was strategically important to have the fort and that he was going to deal with the elves by pulling the drawbridge up. Is what I got so far from that.
Is that what
at least that's
Jack's take. What I gather too.
I mean, look at this moat. Look at these walls.
So you only want this place for its castle
it's
aspect.
Close to Waterdeep and very defensible.
Well, now what about the people that have left? They live here.
They're gone.
But I'm
very
sure they want
fortuitous, don't you think? right?
Now, don't they want to come back there? I mean, ultimately, when the giants
they'll
are gone,
find a new place to live.
Oh, I see. This guy's a fucking asshole.
Oh, yes.
Excuse me?
A fucking asshole.
My friend comes from a faraway land where that isn't an insult, but I know that here it is. No. He doesn't mean that.
In fact,
we're
he
just
calls,
curious where you're coming
in
from.
His land, they called animals, aminals.
How ridiculous.
That is true.
Right?
But no, it I meant fucking true. Asshole because what you're doing here...
Sort of like he meant fucking asshole the same way you and I would say friend or animal. They say fucking asshole or aminals. Come on.
Understood. At this point, Kieran returns with a scrap of parchment when you unroll it, underneath where you had written, "Does anyone need my help?" it says, "There are four of us in the keep. The lady is dead."
This owl glides in the night and drops this letter off in Jack's
hand. Oh, you're going to Hogwarts now?
I mean...
You're a wizard.
I've heard it all. I've grown up a wizard my whole life. Every one of these very familiar to me. But I unwrap the letter from my owl anyways. And Jack's face just drops. Like, it's just, it's confirmation of everything Kella told him. It's sad news. But he will sort of pass it around, I think, to everybody. Just to sort of wait till everybody's seen that the letter to see, like, there are four people who need our help in the castle.
And I think Red would sort of look at Kraloth, and we've been in a situation like this before, similarly, and we want to do the right thing. And I say, yeah, well, listen, you mentioned that you wanted to go across the keep and finish the people that were in there, yes?
Yeah, so what's that scroll all about?
Oh, no, this is just a recipe.
From an owl?
Not what you... It's something. It's how to cook dragon stew. It's a long family recipe.
Roll deception for me.
Yeah.
All right.
Even I didn't buy that.
Deception is a 20. Dirty 20.
Ooh. Okay, pretty he's good. Like...
Dirty.
Haven't heard of it, I'll but give you the recipe. Sounds pretty good.
I don't know if you noticed, but the bridge is out. Luckily, the four of us are pretty strong adventurers. Why don't we go over and clear out those pesky people and do you a favor?
Let's go see about the bridge.
Yeah.
And Kella, and the six other bandits, we'll call them, and their horses all travel across to where the bridge.
We're going to hang back, out. The yes. four of us, a little bit. Okay. I'm going to pull Jack aside, or I guess loud enough to say everyone. If things go south, how big of a cloud do you think you could create an illusion of?
I can make a real cloud. No, that's my... I got that one.
I just mean to say that I think maybe these boys would get a little wet in the heels if they thought these giants were coming back.
I can shroud them in mist and shout in giant.
And I think a bit of thaumaturgy would help too.
Would giants ever work for someone? I don't think so.
I have no knowledge, only the language from stories.
I mean, there's so many... Giants are like people. That's like saying, would humans ever work for them? Some of them are lovely people like ourselves. Some of them are Zhentarim people, giants. We're just...
Let me ask you this then. Do you ever think the Zhentarim could somehow entice the giants to work for them?
That doesn't seem likely. Genuinely, despite being a fucking asshole, when the guy showed up, it seemed like he was surprised the place was in a mess.
There are four people who... could be friends or family of my friend living in that castle, and now these bandits have come and they're about to kill them. That can't happen.
Let's help the friends. I think we should try to get over there by ourselves. Tell the Zhentarim to stay here. That way we can let them out in any number of ways. If it doesn't work, I think maybe trying to create some illusion to drive at least some of the Zhentarim off would be a good idea.
No, they've risen the drawbridge. I imagine they would seek shelter in one of the houses.
And I kind of gesture around. No one else did that. They knew.
As you hang back and converse, those of you who can see in the darkness watch as Zolkin mounts his horse, trots back a little ways, and then takes a running leap, and the horse sails across the broken part of the bridge. And as all four of the horse's hooves land on the intact part of the bridge, he gives a whoop of joy.
So you don't want us to help you then?
We'll be fine. This is fine.
This is not fine.
Do you think these Zhentarim are going to kill these people?
Yes!
What are the Zhentarim wearing?
Does anyone have the ability to sort of suss out how combat savvy these people are?
Yes, I have suss out combat savvy.
No, but there is...
They're wearing leather armor.
No, okay. But there is an ability that Ranger has that you can... It's for the monster
slayer. That's right, that's right. You can tell if they're like a level...
I'm going to guess
Zolkin's got some studded leather.
Not fucking around?
Okay. All right. Well, what about
level
this?
Level one not fucking around?
What about this? What I mean. He's just split the party.
But if we can't take the others, can I just do they look tough? You know, like, is that a, you know, insight or a...
They're humanoids.
Oh, right. I have advantage on information about them. Intelligence.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Roll intelligence. Intelligence.
That is a 15 plus, what is it? Intelligence? One.
And what do you want to know?
16. Honestly, I just want to know how combat ready these guys are. If in like a level sense, are they above, below, at, you know, some
idea. In other words, you're like, yo, you think we could take them?
It literally, yeah. I'm like sizing them up. I'm like, can we take these guys?
They look more brave than the goblins are, but they don't look necessarily more capable.
Okay, well, that's a good sign, because those goblins fucking sucked.
Seven of them?
Six now.
There's six plus Kella plus Zulkin.
Weapon-wise, are they all ranged and melee, or just
scimitars and light crossbows?
Yeah, that's both. Why don't we wait till half get across?
I'm thinking that, or three get across so that they've got an advantage on the other side.
Let's wait till half get across and then fire an attack and draw back into the courtyard, because they'll follow us.
And Kraloth gets a grin on his face, just a slight grin.
What do you think? And we all share a knowing look.
I'm with the majority.
Once the other half are across,
there's four of us.
I'm going to drop a cloud over there. They won't be able to see what's going on back.
Great
this
have idea. To jump back. Fog cloud type thing?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And I'll cast Thaumaturgy to shout, everything's fine over here. Nothing's going wrong.
We're all good. How are you?
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right. Did you want to roll for initiative?
Oh, fuck. Natural 20.
Nice.
All right. Nice. So nice. What's your total there?
22.
I also rolled a natural 20.
Oh, no way. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
But my initiative is only plus one. So
21.
18.
Nice.
13.
Oh.
All in the double digits.
Good though. Job, bud.
Oh, thanks, man.
Jack, it's your turn.
We're waiting for half of them to jump across.
Okay.
If there, so I think it's just pausing, waiting, getting,
deferring.
Yeah.
So are you going to hold your action?
Yeah. As soon as half of them are across, I'm going to drop a fog cloud over there. That's my action. I'm ready.
Okay. Doran.
Can I reach the legs of a person on a horse?
What do you mean? Can you reach?
Well, I'm a dwarf.
Can you attack a mounted rider
with a melee weapon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll do that then. I'll be in a position where I'm within 5 feet of a rider who hasn't yet jumped across.
So you're going to use your movement on this turn to get within melee range of a rider.
Right.
And then once half of the riders are across the gap in the bridge, you're going to use your action to chop at the legs of one of the people who has not yet crossed.
Correct.
Okay. Marvelous.
And the way I'm thinking about it, it's like it's not that big of a deal because they're not all galloping at once.
Mm-hmm. No, they can only make it across one at a time, basically.
Yeah.
Horses are large animals, and this is not a wide bridge. Red, what do you do?
I will ready my action until Doran chops at one, and I'll fire at that one, I guess.
Okay, you're going to double up on the one being
probably.
Chopped?
I mean, if the plan is to wait till they get over there and Fog Cloud is sort of in there, that doesn't make sense for me to try to attack. Mind you, it would take a whole one out if they could fall down. You know what? Sorry, no. We're waiting till half get across. I'm going to wait until that one makes its move across, and I'm going to fire at it as it jumps.
Okay, just to be clear about the placement of everyone on the board right now for people who are listening, Zulkin is across the gap. He's the only one who is across. Then we have Kella, who is next up, followed by six bandits. So once the fourth bandit crosses, you're going to fire at him.
Once the fourth bandit crosses?
Yeah, four bandits on that side, three bandits and Kella on this side.
Got it.
Yeah, so once that fourth one jumps,
Kraloth?
I'm going to fire at him right as he jumps in hopes that him and the horse tumble off the edge.
Yes.
That sounds like a fun thing that could happen if you got a natural 20.
You're just going to have to get a natural 20.
All right, I'll do it.
Kraloth?
Kraloth is just going to sway back and kind of look around and nod
do some
at the
stretches.
Others. And yeah, do a couple stretches and nod to Doran as they make eye contact. And then he's going to ready his action to... run up and throw one of them in the water when the time comes.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
If wow. When you know,
so you're
going to
shove a guy on a horse.
Would it be grapple to like pull him off? I could do that. I'm 6'7".
You're a beefy boy.
I'm a beefy boy.
We would be grappling.
Grapple.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And you're just going to pick the guy who's closest to you pretty much?
Yeah. Once three of them are across, I'm going to run up.
Only ready an action. You can't ready movement. So on this turn, you would have to move and get cozy with the guy that you're going to grapple.
Right. I'll move with them. I'll get in line as if I'm getting ready to jump across.
Okay, cool.
Too.
Yeah.
It's the bandits' turn.
So I'll move up here.
Let's trigger all of these ready to actions. The bandits spur their horses and one by one leap across the gap. They have to back up a little bit so that their horses can get enough of a running start to do it. But slowly they all start to cross the gap. What's everyone's passive perception?
14,
12,
11.
Red, you notice some movement in the windows of the keep as this is happening.
Ooh, maybe we'll get some counterfire from the castle. That'd be great. Fun.
So the third bandit jumps over. He's on a really nice, like, dappled white and brown pony.
A Mustang.
Oh, he's on a Mustang. Her name is Mustang Sally. So Mustang Sally leaps and time freezes Matrix-like. We're going to trigger all of these actions in order. Jack, you cast...
I cast Fog Cloud, which is a 20-foot radius cloud of fog. The tail end of the closest bit is on our side of the bridge, and so the whole gap and the whole 20 feet rest of the bridge is under fog. So if they're trying to move, if they're trying to back up and try to jump back, they can't see nothing.
They are drenched in fog.
Good what news. The fog?
Fog you.
That's good.
18 plus.
Good pun and good fogging.
Yeah, but it maybe makes that one in the air.
Good fogging fun.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, obviously they're not making rules to do it, but I feel like that would be tough to jump into nothing.
It's also going to be tough to shoot into nothing. Doran, you are going to chop someone with your axe.
Correct.
Do so.
Hi-ya. 21 to hit.
21 hits.
And it's going to be a 6 damage.
Hi-ya. We have a bloody bandit.
Nice.
Hi-ya. My fucking leg. Did I hit a major artery?
Oh, yes. A femoral artery.
He's gushing.
Spills down the side of the horse and the person cries out.
The bright red. Spurts.
Fear and blood. Anger. Okay. It's hard to see because it's dark out, but right. So it's like black liquid just starts pouring down the side of this horse.
Are they all elves?
Nope.
They're all humans.
They're humans and half elves.
But the humans can see in the dark?
This is dim light.
Okay.
Yeah. Red, it's now your turn.
Okay, so originally I was thinking I was going to fire before he jumped. So that way, the horse would be trying to stretch its leg and it would be like, rah, and then fall off the edge. Differently.
Unfortunately, because of the fog cloud, you're going to be rolling with disadvantage.
Okay. 15.
That hits.
Okay. Nice. 10, 11 damage.
You kill that guy.
And he goes,
sure. And the horse makes
the horse still land? Yeah, that's all I care about. Yeah.
That's the horse laughing.
Me.
Oh, and imagine the scene on the other end where there's this fog.
Just an empty horse comes through.
That's so fucking dope. And you hear the scream of one of your friends getting hacked by an axe.
Sploosh.
Oh my God. This would be such a horror for those people.
Terrifying.
Yeah. That's cool.
Next, Kraloth, your action triggers.
Okay, so very casually and watching that...
he's so chill.
Watching that scene unfold, I reach up my two big hands and I grab hold of the person on this horse.
The one who was chopped?
No, this is the one in front of Kala.
Ah, yes.
And I'm just going to grab hold of her, it looks like, and... throw her over the edge.
Okay, grapple. Let's make a strength contest.
15.
17.
Oh.
Darn it.
So,
can I give my inspiration to someone?
No.
Unfortunately, the d20 was already rolled.
All right.
But yes, you can give your inspiration away. Gotcha. For future reference. So you try to grab this person and pull them off of the horse, and they kick you in the face in retaliation. So there are still two bandits on your side, correct?
Three.
Three.
No, two. One
Kella and then Kella. Two bandits.
Yeah.
Kella has two bandits.
Yeah. So those guys are going to try to attack you now instead of crossing this divide.
But we got one of them.
You did.
Nice.
Red.
Would they have a disadvantage?
Good shot.
I'm just saying that we got one of them.
Would they have a disadvantage?
Yes.
Why?
Because we surprised them.
No.
Oh. It's a fair question.
Yeah. It is fair.
It's a question.
It's a question for sure.
They're like, what the hell? We thought you weren't going to attack us.
And then
what's
they miss
going
us.
On?
We totally let our guards down.
the bandit who sustained this terrible axe wound pulls their scimitar free from their sheath. Sing! Can we get a sound effect in there?
Just right there?
Yeah.
The one, okay.
Okay, Shing. Here we go. Wait.
Oh, listen to that. That sounds fantastic. So good. Wow. Oh,
guys, it sounds like a real thing.
Rolling this dice in my hand for 40 seconds. It's going to attack Doran. Hits with a 17?
Nope.
Oh, misses.
Misses.
Clang off of your well-made dwarven armor. The bandit that was being pulled at by Kraloth tries the same move. That's a 15 to hit you?
It does not hit. I do not have my shield out, by the way.
Okay, so not even. I don't have my shield out, and you still miss.
And you still miss.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Kella is directly near whom?
Me.
You also?
Yeah.
Great. So she's going to run over and try to hurt you.
Bash me with her crossbow?
Yeah. She's got multi-attack and a short sword, and you are within melee range of one of her friends, so she gets to do a sneak attack.
Oh, shoot.
That's a natural 20.
Oh, no. Here we go again.
Fuck yes. And that's an 11 plus
my God.
4 is 15, which misses you. So the first attack, which is the crit, deals...
Twice. I'm so glad we have a mystery potion.
Wow. Is this the end of Kraloth?
Oh, it might be just another situation where I'm on the ground for the fight.
So she hits you with her short sword with sneak attack and doubles all of those damage dice.
I guess it sounds like it.
Oh my God.
This could be it. If she deals more than double your maximum HP in one hit, you're dead forever.
Oh, fuck.
What's your maximum HP right now? 11?
11.
She could absolutely roll 22 on this.
Well, let's just...
I'm rolling 66.
Come on.
That's 16 on my first roll.
Oh, this is not good for you.
Nope.
That's 21 damage.
No. Oh, my God.
Yes.
So you're really down.
Look at my dice. 1, 1, 2 on the next dice.
Oh, no. So I'm not dead.
Very close.
Legit close.
Like, well, no, he's still dead, and we still have like, three other people to fight.
And then the people
let's
across
celebrate once we survive.
It's Zolkin's turn. He spends his round unsure of what to do. He's on the other side of the bridge, and there's a huge rolling cloud of fog in between. He just yells, "Kella, is everything all right?" She goes, "No, it's not fucking all right. Get back over here right now." And he tries to engineer a way through his bandits, but it's they're cohorts. All clogging up the bridge.
Along
and
with those
there are
five horses.
Yeah, he can't get over there. It is at this time that you hear, "What's going on down there?" And four guards emerge from the keep. You don't see this, but it's happening.
Well, I wonder if Kieran, my owl, isn't Kieran. Circling that half of the battle.
Kieran's like, "Hey, Jack, there's some guards coming out."
Thanks, Kieran.
Jack, it's your turn.
Kella's living large. She's uninjured.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we better fix that. I think I'm going to pull the orb out of my hand and give it a little toss into the air. And as it's rolling through the air, it's catching starlight. And each star is reflecting out of it magic missiles flying 1, 2, 3, all right at Kella.
Ooh.
Love it. Love it.
10 damage.
Wow. She didn't like that.
And I'm going to walk further away.
Start a new life somewhere else.
I want to be a good ways away.
Doran, what happens now?
Oh, I'm getting stressed seeing my companion over here fall, but I'm not disheartened. And I take another attack, or maybe do I yell?
Now's your chance to attack. Let's make it happen.
So vague.
They're like, what?
Who's attacking?
Oh, yeah. No, you make a good point.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. Attack the enemies at your front door.
Jack, the dwarf? I see a dwarf.
Jack might yell. Four Zentarum bandits in the fog.
There you go.
He's the smart one.
There you go.
Oh, I would have. I just
my intelligence is right down there. And you know what? Maybe that's what happens. I yell at, and these guys are like, "That doesn't make any sense." So you guys yell over top of me and you're like, "Attack the people." So the guards really are going to get it at that point. Yeah. What's your charisma?
I have high charisma and high wisdom. That's why I'm like wise when she was bluffing, but dumb because I like shiny things.
I'm going to attack this person in front of me.
Do it. The one that you chopped its leg.
Yeah. And yeah. That's a 9.
No.
Oh.
Sorry. Red.
Does color look bloodied?
No.
I'm going to climb the building I'm standing next to.
The farmhouse?
Yeah. It's only like 10 feet high, right?
Yeah, about that. Plus a little bit of a thatched roof.
Cool. Perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use my climb speed of 20 to climb up. Yeah, I'll take the bandit. 16?
Yeah, boy.
Nice.
That's the one that's injured already? Bandit number 6.
Yeah, the bandit is injured. I took the injured bandit. 12 damage.
Yeah, you kill it.
I know, but I wish... If it was that...
Which?
I rolled that high damage. I wish it went to kill it.
I know, but we want
to
injure.
Kraloth, we heard this song before. Make a save against death.
Oh, my favorite. That's a 4.
Oh.
As a total blind ball, you could pour that fucking potion down his throat.
I was going
find
to,
out
actually.
What it is.
Yeah. You have the potion?
I do.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Invisibility really helped.
I mean, it actually would, though, because if he went invisible, he can't get hit.
What is administering a potion to someone? Is that an action?
That's an action, yeah. It's the bandit's turn.
Okay.
I think they are... So the bandits that are already across and on the keep side of the bridge are going to navigate their horses toward the guards that are coming out of the keep and out of the fog. So they're going to use... They're going to steer their horses past Zolkin.
Can they see which direction they're going? Is there no chance that on this 10-foot plank over water... that none of their horses would put a hoof over the edge? That's kind of likely that at least one horse would put one leg over the edge.
This is a game of chance, Harley.
Right?
Let's roll for it.
That's what I like to hear.
Great argument.
But
I think that's fair.
It's like literally a fog cloud.
I've got D6s. I have one for each of the bandits that is keep side, which there are 4 of them, correct?
4 including Zolkin.
4 is dead. The horse is still there.
Oh, so you're saying 5, you're counting the horse on. You're counting the horses only.
Yeah.
So what are you going to say? Like a 1 or 2, they fall?
Mm-hmm.
And you roll 4 dice for the 4 horses?
Mm-hmm.
5.
It's not Zolkin's turn.
Oh, okay.
The 2 that are closest to the edge both fall.
Oh!
So
amazing.
That's 1 horse without a rider, and that's 1 horse and rider both go in the drink. And you hear the panicked sound of horses just...
I mean, really, this is a reward for Jack's clever fog cloud, because that's exactly what it would do.
But I think that you're advocating for this to happen.
Yay!
An inspiration.
Yay!
Uh-huh.
Use it wisely, perhaps when your friend is making a very important save against death.
Yeah, like, literally. But you can't give advantage on death saves, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, Rob, we know what we have to do.
The other bandits, as I determined, are going to move out of the fog toward the keep. So they're just going to move until they can see what's going on, and then they're going to attack those guards.
Is there a gate on that side, or is it just open?
It's opened to permit the guards to exit.
Stupid Makes guards. Sense.
Wow, that's a natural 20 and an 18.
We need a game plan, guys.
We'll attack and kill the enemies.
That's just crazy enough to work. You wild boy, you. How are you for HP?
Good enough for the moment, I'm hoping.
Because you have your action surge, I know. Don't forget. Yeah.
One of the guards is mortally wounded and dies.
Woof.
The other one takes a little bit of damage as the bandits get up on them and start stabbing. Did I deal with the bandits that are on your side? I don't think so. There's one bandit.
No, there's one bandit.
And it's going to attack Kraloth. Not Kraloth. Oh. I'm sorry. stab his body. Stab his body. It's going to attack Doran. That misses with a 5. Okay. Kella. It's Kella's turn. Kella wipes her short sword on the side of her leather trousers and she stares down at your body, Kraloth. And grins and then turns toward the nearest person, which would probably be
Doran.
Our friend Doran.
Or the bandit. Maybe she wants to kill that.
I don't think so. But she rolled a 4. But she gets to attack again because she has multi-attack. And she rolled a 6, which is not going to do it. Zolkin's turn. He is going to bravely ride his horse back across the gap. He does so and then emerges from the fog. It's quite the spectacle. tendrils of fog move out of the way as his horse just like protrudes and emerges, lands on this bridge, and he sees what's going on, and he goes, "Kella! Kella, no!" And he rides over and tries to stab Doran. Ooh, he's a tough boy, too. That's an 8 plus 5 is 13. That's going to hit. 17 plus 5 is a 22. And then a critical miss. So one hit of 3 attacks. Does.
He has 3 attacks?
Yes, sir.
What the
6 frick? Slashing damage. How you doing, okay. Doran?
Down to 0.
Okay.
Oh,
no.
My God.
Oh, plan.
Fuck.
Red, what do you do?
So Doran is down. Kraloth is down. There are 3 fighters there. He is... Jack is far away.
And far. Getting farther.
I mean, at least 61 feet.
Is 0 dead?
0 is... You're making death saves.
Yeah. Okay.
Guys.
This is no good.
What happens?
I don't know what kind of spells you have. What do you...
I got nothing. I'm out of spells. I got cantrips.
You're out of spell slots?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So...
Can try
what
to talk to them.
Do? That's kind of my only option. What about the cloud illusion? What about the giants? Could you do that still with the cantrip?
Nope.
Red would probably start crying.
Oh, Red. Carry Elwes.
I mean, he just watched 2 people die. I mean, you know, it's a tough. What's her name's not even bloodied.
We're
the
just
other
unconscious.
Did his 3 attacks.
Yeah, it's yeah we're
not dead yet.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'll attack her. That's a miss because that's a 10.
Oh,
which I'm assuming
no.
does not hit. And I'm going to move 30 feet away.
Okay. Down the other side of the house?
Yeah, might as well.
11 for my death save.
That saves.
Good. Nice.
Okay.
So where does that put you?
So you see under temporary hit points,
yeah.
there's successes, failures, and then 6 circles.
Yeah.
Sure. You roll a 1d20, and every time you get 10 or over, you mark a success.
Okay.
Every time you get under, you write mark a failure. And when you get to 3 of either, you either die or are stabilized.
Okay.
I'm making the bandits go. So there are 2 on the side of the keep and
yeah.
2 on... No, there's
no,
just
one
on the other side. So the guy on the other side who is standing over the bodies of Kraloth and Doran sheathes his scimitar and says, "Captain, what do we do now?" Zolkin turns to him and he says, "We must protect the Lady Kella, of course." And Kella says, "I don't need protecting. What are you talking about?" He's like, yes, of course I know that. Don't be silly. But we'd best make to the safety of the keep, m'lady." She's like, "Don't call me that." "All right." And they get on horseback, the 3 of them, and they all leap across into the fog cloud toward the keep.
I mean, saving grace, but it kind of makes sense. Because they've killed the people around them. You and I fucked off.
Kella's damaged.
Yeah, what else are they going to do, really? My only plan at this point was like, what if I go to the goblins and rescue that Bopito guy or whatever his name was and like try to bring the goblins into the fight?
Oh,
I was like,
God.
That's so sweaty.
Yeah. Imagine.
Yeah.
The 4 of you hear the sounds of combat across the bridge in the keep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the 2 of you hear that.
Yeah.
2 of you are unconscious. We need to stay in initiative order because we have to worry about death saves.
Yeah.
So it is Jack's turn.
Jack is going to ask Kieran to go get an update of what's happening on the far side of the bridge and brace himself for bad news as he rushes in. You know, he moving his a double move to try and get up there. He was 61 feet away from there, so he's running his whole turn to get somewhere.
Yep. Kellen says, "It's not looking good, boss."
Tell him to run. Tell
Kieran.
Him to...
Kieran.
Yeah, Kella, Kieran.
Kieran. I'm sorry. Kieran says, "It's not looking good, boss."
Oh, you can't tell him anything. You're just a bird.
Scree!
That's an owl, man.
Doran, make a save against death.
That's not good.
A 9?
Oh.
No. Mark 1 failure. Red, what do you do?
I'm going to use my feline agility, which
nice.
Allows me to move double my movement.
I love
movement.
That you saved that until now.
Yeah. And I'm going to run up to Kraloth, and I'm going to use medicine to try to stabilize him.
Okay. Roll for it. Are you going to use your advantage?
You have 2 more death saves. Yeah. No, I'm just going to roll straight up.
Okay.
20.
Perfect.
Dirty
nice.
20.
Nice.
Come on. Stabilized.
Come back to me, you fool.
You put your hands over the gaping wounds in his torso, and you manage somehow to slow the bleeding clots forming underneath your hands.
For a second time in this village.
Yeah. God.
She slashed me good across the face.
You're still unconscious.
Yeah, I know. She's but just meta-wise.
I'm like holding it shut. I'm like, God.
Krayla,
oh, Doran's dying too. Oh,
you
well.
are now stable, so enjoy the
1d4 hours.
Oh, right. Enjoy the rest.
Should I do that now?
Why not? Yeah, let's see how long it takes you.
One.
Hey.
Oh, nice.
Just my 1d4.
Jack, what do you do?
I get there and I'm trying to hold this poor dwarf together.
Yeah.
Keep the blood on the inside. I'm gonna roll some medicine.
Thank you.
9.
Ooh, no.
It's not looking good.
You're not really familiar with dwarven anatomy.
I'm not ready for blood on my hands. This is gruesome and up close and personal. And just like, oh, this is not what I was...
You don't know if like the arteries are in the same places as they are for everyone else?
I mean, intellectually it makes sense, but I'm not trained in this. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to put pressure on things. I don't even know if that's even helping.
Doran. Save versus
Don't
death.
Don't put pressure on his throat.
Yeah.
Come on, Doran.
He needs that to breathe.
An 18.
Yeah. Okay, that's one success you can mark. Red, what do you do?
I'm going to run over to Doran now and be
okay.
Oh, come here, you silly dwarf. No, 3.
No. So Red and Jack are both crouched over touching the body hands. Of their friend.
Please, don't die.
He's bleeding out all over the place.
Oh, his blood's all over the place.
Kraloth, you continue to enjoy just being blissfully unaware of this whole terrible situation,
yes,
Jack.
Yes, I do. Everybody's dying today.
Snap out of it, Jack. It's all right.
But
just put your hands here and help.
But Velarosa's dead, and now Kraloth is dead again, and
you hear steel meeting steel over across the bridge.
And we couldn't save them.
Stay focused, friend. Look at me. Look at me. It's going to be all right. Just deal with this moment.
Okay.
Put your hands here.
Okay. I'll try. 4.
Doran, save versus death.
18.
Okay, nice. That's one more success. Red.
I'm just going to try again. Listen, Jack. We can do this. Put your hands here.
Okay.
Look me in the eye.
It's like Ghost, where you like making pottery together, except it's a bleeding
No,
dwarf.
This is serious. Jack is having a mental breakdown, and I'm trying to help him. Everything's going to be all right.
That was on a crooked. It's almost a 1, though.
Cracked die?
It's between a 1 and a 7. Cracked die. Let's redo.
Oh, that's a good crack.
That's a lucky
die.
12.
No.
No.
Oh. Ugh, damn it.
Jack?
You guys are just
muddling through this?
Don't worry, but he's got 2.
He's still got
fixes. I'm like...
giving myself CPR.
I'll do it myself.
Doran, you can't die today, too. You can't die today, too. Oh, my fuck. 6.
Wow.
Wow.
Doran.
20.
Oh, 20.
Shit. All right.
You are now alive with 1 hit point.
Oh,
whoa,
crap. You don't have to wait an hour.
Holy.
Whoa,
what happened?
Crap.
What do we see?
I'm like... Holy shit. I'm awake. And I'm going to use a bonus action here.
Oh, yeah.
To roll my
it's your turn.
Second wind.
Yes.
Yes.
A 1d10.
Oh, my God. You just like spontaneously
jump back up.
Pick up your fucking axe and you're like, ah!
Plus, it's not that much. So 2.
Who cares?
2 more hit points. So I'm back up to 3.
Nice. That's better than 1.
Doran! And I grab the bottle from your waistcoat. Yeah. And I'm like... And I told it out to Jack, and I'm like, do an arcana on it. Is it health? Tell me.
I mean, in the dark, I'm going to give this potion a quick once over. 14.
You hold it up to the light. Your half-elf eyes do not necessarily require from the glimmering within the potion. You unstopper it and give it a quick smell. It could be a potion of heroism.
What the hell is that?
It makes you a hero.
Well, I don't need it then.
You would gain... temporary hit points and be under the effect of the bless spell. This blue potion bubbles and steams as if boiling.
I'm gonna put the stopper back in. It's not exactly health. Let's just get Kraloth out of here. Doran, are you able to help?
Yes,
we need, of course.
We know the church is safe.
Feeling
let's go back
revitalized.
There.
Yeah, back to the church.
Let's go to the church. I could use a rest.
You together drag your friend back across the moonlit square.
For the second time.
Today. Within the past 2
and
hours.
Oh, bring him back to the safety of the Temple of Lathander and Maliki.
What? No, not Kraloth, not again! Thank you for listening, and thank you to our Patreon supporters. Find us at Dice Shame on Twitter, Instagram, and that little patch of grass next to the old oak tree. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time! Or else.
Fucking hell, Allie.
That was awesome.
I waited for like 2 seconds.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com